brand.
Hello, beloved consumers. I am Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack foods, celebrities, or religious institutions.
Yeah, welcome to the first episode of Rebrand. We're real excited to do this. Yeah, so this show is just Ashley and I, specifically me. I consider myself a rebranding expert. I realize that this is a talent that I have.
Yes.
And so we just decided, like, all these bad, shitty brands out there, be they candies, restaurants, actors, philosophical discussions,
national monuments,
yes. Guitars, yes. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're going to rebrand them. So that's what this is about.
So are you ready for today's brand that we're going to be giving a shot in the arm to?
Oh, I cannot wait.
You cannot wait. Okay, great. This comes as a suggestion from our friend Lisa. Today we will be rebranding Bagel Bites. Let me tell you a little bit about Bagel Bites, honey. They're a brand of frozen pizza bagel snacks. I'm reading this off Wikipedia, and Pizza Bagel Snacks has its own hyperlink.
Oh, interesting.
Which suggests that there are many pizza bagel snacks, but I feel like there's only one and it's Bagel Bites. Am I crazy?
No, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, what happens if you click on the hyperlink?
Oh, it's different things. Pizza, bagel, and snacks are all different hyperlinks.
See.
That
okay,
makes more sense.
Great. Okay. I wish that Wikipedia entries were all hyperlinks. Every word was a link.
And it's produced by Kraft Heinz. So the mini bagels are topped with cheese and other pizza toppings. They're available in 6 flavors, cheese and pepperoni, 3 cheese, cheese sausage and pepperoni, mozzarella cheese, supreme, cheesy garlic bread, and extreme nacho.
There's a supreme bagel bite?
Apparently. I'm surprised you're not more alarmed by extreme nacho.
Yeah, but I don't know. That feels like, I guarantee that was introduced in 2008 when everything had to be extreme. Right around the time the X Games came out. Everything had a fucking X in front of it.
So they also make breakfast bagel bites, which kind of makes me want to die.
Yeah, that's
and vomit.
Yeah, what a terrible nightmare.
So those options are bacon and cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese, bacon, sausage, and cheese, and sausage, egg, and cheese.
Good Lord.
Wikipedia wants us to know that preparation of bagel bites involves either a microwave or an oven.
I feel like breakfast bagel bites have been numerous people's food bottom. When they're like, all right, something has to change. I just had 4.
I just consumed 72 individual.
I don't think it'd be that
egg,
many.
Sausage and cheese.
I think 3 would be like, all right, I have to go see a doctor and get into a 12-step program.
Priest. And, yeah.
Yeah, I need exactly.
A priest, a therapist.
I need a priest. I need to start being very honest with my wife. Because this, I just ate 11 breakfast sausage bagel bites in the garage while our infant son was sleeping.
In terms of like bottoms, it's kind of the cutest.
Yeah.
That life has gotten so unmanageable for you that you had to eat 11 bacon, egg, and cheese bagel bites.
It's cute until you consider what those taste like. Because look, here's what I guarantee about those. They're piping hot for 4 seconds. Like, too hot to eat for
also,
4 seconds.
Also, piping hot microwaved eggs.
That's what I'm saying. And then they're immediately room temp to cold. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, this makes me sick thinking about it. All right, so then, great setup, right? Because Bagel Bites, honey, they're floundering. The stock prices are plummeting. People are not eating Bagel Bites anymore.
No, of course not.
All of the executives are all individually on their balconies ready to jump.
That's right. We got some suicidal exec CEOs here.
The top of the Bagel Bites pyramid is like, what have I done?
That's right. That's
so
right.
We need to save Bagel Bites.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And as our rebranding expert, honey, what do you do?
Right. So this is my scenario. I pull up to Bagel Bites Incorporated, which is a giant building in downtown
Los
Angeles.
Is it shaped like a bagel bite?
It does have, it sits in a bagel. Does that make sense? There's a giant, you park, the parking
structure. This is all a lie, by the way.
Is underneath this giant sloppy bagel.
In your mind. Okay. Okay, great.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm a high power snack agent.
Uh-huh.
I pull up in a Ferrari and the personalized license plate says BGLBTS.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
Since you're a rebranding expert, you do a lot of these rebranding meetings. Do you change your personalized license plate anytime you have to rebrand an item?
Yeah, I have
to show the people how serious you are?
Yeah, I have a deal with the federal government. It's also part of my process in the way that, like, first of all, I get a new one every single month. And it's like how...
A new Ferrari or a new license plate?
Both. And it's like how Daniel Day-Lewis lives as a shoemaker or whatever.
Right.
I'm living with the bagel bite. So as I pull up into this, I've been eating almost nothing but but bagel bites.
Oh, so you're very ill.
I'm very sick, and I have a very serious resentment against this product.
So you're in the perfect place to, yes, to rebrand it.
Because okay, the only thing executives understand is seething rage.
That's probably true. So, okay, so you pull up, you go into the boardroom.
First of all, I walk through the first floor past the person at the desk, and they say, "Sir, may I help you?" And I wordlessly walk past them into the elevators. I make direct eye contact with them as they say, "Sir, sir," and the door closes, and then I hit the button and I go up to floor 47.
Why is Bagel Bites HQ have so many floors?
It's, honey, they're Kraft Heinz.
Oh, Kraft Heinz, but this just for the one product, they have 47 floors?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, but Kraft Heinz, they own all food, effectively.
Sure, 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 sure. So you go to the 47th floor where all of the executives are about to jump.
That's right. I walk into a room full of executives, ties undone, sweating.
Yes.
Two of them are weeping in the corner. Yes. Another one is pulling a third off the balcony.
Looking at pictures of their family.
Right, exactly.
Saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because Bagel Bites are just in such a dire place.
Exactly. Looking, yes, at pictures of Bagel Bites, spitting on them, tearing it up. Why did we ever do this? Why did we ever absorb Bagel Bites?
It's not a bagel?
Yeah, yeah.
Are we fucking idiots?
Right. You know what else you can have anytime? Just pizza. And I go, "Sit down, cowards."
And they all sit down.
Exactly. Because they're, at this point, they're terrified children. Because the only thing they have is their money. And they're what?
Please, 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 more. Please, please save Bagel Bites.
That's right. So I sit down and I go, "I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm going to be one of the first people to be honest with you in probably your entire life. Bagel Bites are fucking garbage."
Oh my God, he's right. Okay, pause.
Yeah, sure.
What does Mort Burke, mm-hmm, sitting in front of me think of Bagel Bites?
They're weird. They're like... Yeah, they're super weird. They're one of the myriad of products that seems like a good idea, and then you eat it and it's bad. But if you're like six, you've only had three kinds of food.
So you're like, this is great.
So you're like, this tastes so great. Those little, like, the pepperonis that taste like spicy, but it's just because the oil is so low quality. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, you're claiming that it's not because there's pepper or seasoning in the pepperoni. It's just like the oil is basically rancid and acidic, so it's burning your tongue and simulating spice, but it's not actually spicy.
Yes, there's a burnt acidic quality in the same way it would be if you like cracked open a battery and tried to eat one of this.
Okay, so...
And I can't believe they make breakfast Bagel Bites.
I mean, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
I already think eggs are kind of gross.
They are. They really... I mean, I eat them, and every time I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
I crack one, and I go, I'm going to eat this?
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do? Okay.
I am always...
And I love them. I mean, they taste great to me, but God.
I mean, apparently it's like the perfect protein, but I can't tell you the level of like intrusive thoughts that go through my head when I'm eating
eggs. And you sort of incepted me with them. I didn't really have a problem with eggs until you started describing how gross they were, and I'm like, fuck.
They're so gross. I mean, you know what I think about? This is awful. This is probably not fit for publication.
Oh, no. Are you going to ruin eggs for me?
Maybe. And everyone listening, maybe.
All right, go ahead.
You know what I think about?
What?
They probably have veins in there.
Wait, how?
I don't know. That's just what comes in my head. Oh, God.
All right, so... Let's fast forward. Okay, so basically, the executives are like,
yeah. Ashley Birch, my beloved wife, how do you feel about Bagel Bites?
I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I had a Bagel Bite, I was probably about 12.
Yep.
I fucking loved them.
They're perfect for children.
Yes. I also, like an affront against God, I don't think I ever put them in the oven. I think I microwaved them.
Right.
Because I was lazy and impatient.
Well, you were a child. Let's be kind to little Ashley.
That's fair. Thank you, honey. Thank you for the reminder. I think I only microwave them, and I loved anything that was frozen and then needed to be reheated. Please. So I think the other thing too is that children, their taste buds we just want sugar and salt, right?
Yep.
Like I feel like you don't get nuance in your taste buds until you hit or your taste buds don't die enough so that you want to eat things that used to be gross to you like olives until you hit like your 20s or something probably. And Bagel Bites is just a shot of salt. But I think if I ate it now, I would shit myself immediately. So I'm very excited to rebrand it. And I would like to know how you would do that.
So I'm talking to the executives and I go, you know what? This product is unsalvageable. I'm sorry. I'm leaving. I get up. I walk
you
away.
Leave?
I
you walk get up away. To leave?
I walk out of the
Wait,
room.
Wait, you personalize your license plate to say Bagel Bites. You're going to say it's unsalvageable. You're leave?
Baby, it's all part of the pitch.
Oh, I see you're playing a game. Okay, mm-hmm. So they go, no, 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 please, sir, please don't leave. We need you.
We'll fucking do anything. Okay. That's how they sound.
Yeah, that's how they sound. They say, please, God, help us.
And I go, I need you to forget everything you think you know about pizza, bagels, and biting.
Okay, we will.
Can you forget everything you know about biting?
And then they kind of try to start doing weird things with their mouths to indicate to you that they don't know how to bite anymore.
They don't know how to bite. Yeah. Exactly right.
No, we don't know how to bite anymore. We've forgotten, please.
And I'm going to say, look, nobody's giving a fuck about it. I cuss a lot in these rooms.
You really do.
That's the thing. That also really communicates like I'm an artist. Everything I'm doing says I'm a great, I smell like shit.
What is this version of you? In a Ferrari, bagel bites is your license plate. You haven't showered in 3 weeks.
Let me tell you what's in my pocket.
You show up to rebrand a thing, and the first thing you say is, I can't do this. It's unsalvageable. I'm going to leave. Okay, what's in your pocket?
What's in my pocket is a wad of cash that equals $480,000. One playing card, which is the Ace of Spades. A compass. And a photo of me as a child.
Do you have a different name? This character, this version of you? What's his name?
No, it's Mort Burke, but the O in Mort is a number 0.
Okay.
That's the only difference.
What does it say on your business card if you were to hand them a business card? You don't have one in your pocket, obviously, because we just established what is in your pocket. But if you were to hand, what would be
fine? My business card doesn't have any words on it.
It's just a blank piece of paper?
No, it has a crown on it. And on the back it says the king. And it has a fax number.
How do they even know that you're a rebranding specialist? Do they fax you to contact you?
Yeah, they have to fax my agent. That's the thing. I have an agent.
Okay.
I'm one of the few agents who has an agent.
You are also an agent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, now that we've established your character, what happens next?
So they seem to have done a good job of forgetting about biting.
Yeah.
I have a sack next to me. I pull out a bagel bite. I throw it out the window. I say, this is where you learn what it means to be alive. And they go,
oh, they gasp?
They gasp.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're really shocked by that, I guess.
That's right, yeah. And I say, what if bagel bites were rock and roll?
Oh, shit.
And then in walks lead singer of The Strokes, Julian Casablancas. He's wearing a shirt that says, I sold my soul for rockin' bagels, and it's got a bagel bite on it. The CEOs go crazy. They go, oh, Mr. Stroke, because they don't know his name.
Right.
They're not cool. Not cool like us.
Oh, I'm included in this. I appreciate it. Okay.
You and me,
I definitely didn't know his name, but I'll take it.
Then Megan Thee Stallion walks in.
The Stallion.
Thank you. Two E's.
Yes.
She walks in. She's wearing Bagel Bites earrings.
Oh, my God. Okay, how big are we talking? Listener, you can't see it, but Mort has he's made a huge circle with his hand.
They're approximately the size and shape of Princess Leia's buns.
Oh, my God.
So thick.
Okay.
Thick and hearty.
Uh-huh.
She starts twerking.
Okay.
Then,
on anyone or just in general?
She's kind of twerking just sort of in the direction of the CEOs. They're gasping. Okay. They're clutching their ties. They can't
Do they like it or are they overwhelmed?
They're both angry and turned on.
Okay. Is that the state that you want them in as the rebranding expert?
It's where they're most comfortable.
Okay.
So what I've done now is taken them from deep disillusionment to their favorite emotional state, which is horny and judgmental.
Horny and angry.
Right? Uh-huh. Horny and angry. So then walks
in. You got him in the sweet spot.
Then walks in DJ Premier. He has two turntables, but instead of records, they're large bagels shaped like records. He starts scratching.
Uh-huh.
Megan Thee Stallion is twerking.
Uh-huh.
Casablancas pulls out a microphone.
Is Megan Thee Stallion also rapping?
She's rapping, yes.
Rapping and twerking.
She's now stopped twerking and she's rapping.
Okay, great.
So Casablancas is on the chorus. It's about bagels. She's rapping.
Can you give us a bar?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? All right, dun, dun, shh. Dun 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 shh. Dun dun shh. Dun 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 shh.
My fine dun, ass dun, wakes dun, up in the dun, middle dun, of the dun, night. I go down dun, to dun, the stairs and dun, I grab dun, a bagel dun, bite. I eat that dun, piece dun, of shit dun, and it tastes dun, like dun, shit. But dun, I like dun, that dun, shit because my freaky dun, ass is freaky as hell.
Dun, dun,
wet ass pussy. Dun, dun, dry ass bagel. Dun, wet ass pussy, dry ass bagel. Wet ass, that's her new single, wet ass pussy, dry ass bagel.
Dry ass bagel.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay, so in this, she's saying the bagel's bad, but she eats it because she's freaky. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
And the CEOs are confused, but they're saying, you're describing our product as awful.
Right.
And I look them directly in the eyes, and I say, look, your product is burnt pig dick. It is slop.
Damn.
It is absolute poison. But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. If the commercials are cool.
Interesting.
Two of them faint. Two of them immediately faint.
Uh-huh.
I think they're overwhelmed by the truth.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because clearly what you're doing is you're trying to make Bagel Bites rock and roll. right? You're trying to connect them to the music scene.
Yeah, I mean, I take issue with the word trying, but
oh wow, I'm sorry. You are making Bagel Bites rock and roll.
Yeah.
What demographic are you attempting to reach with this new rock and roll bagel?
Okay, great question. The answer to that is every person on earth. I don't believe in demographics. What I believe in is the power of corporations to brainwash the masses through the exploitation of culture.
Which is what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so describe to me the rock and roll Bagel Bites commercial that you would use to relaunch Bagel Bites as a modern snack food.
It's kind of what just happened in The Office. Except for they're like on a stage, an empty warehouse in like East Oakland.
Uh-huh.
And it's populated by people in the audience who are like ravers.
Uh-huh.
A lot of like modern neo hype beast types. A lot of like tech goths. You know what I mean? Picture like a dance club from 90s action film, but updated for now.
Okay. And are we seeing any other musical? Are we getting any other cameos?
Florence and the Machine is there.
What and how is she? Because we were saying that they're all decked out in different
Bagel
Bites attire.
She's beating the shit out of Hoser.
Just like in the background or something?
Yeah, jamming Bagel Bites in his mouth. So there's also an element of this that is like high art, if that makes sense. There's a performance art aspect to this. So Lil Uzi Vert is there.
Uh-huh.
Lil Wayne's trying to teach him to skateboard.
Are the wheels of the skateboard Bagel Bites?
Yep. Uh-huh. And they're on a ramp. That, uh-huh. It's like a bowl shaped ramp that uh-huh. looks like a bagel from the
outside. So how are we financing this and all of these appearance fees?
This is Kraft Heinz, so they have all the money in the world.
But Bagel Bites is failing, remember?
Yeah, but I say don't talk to me about money. I'm a visionary. Yes.
They go, oh.
You know, they're doing a lot. They're continually grasping and clutching their hearts, which is somewhat concerning because they're all 90.
Right. I mean, two of them already fainted, as you established.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we are not in any way augmenting the recipe for Bagel Bites.
No.
We're keeping Bagel Bites exactly the same.
They're coming straight out of the exact same factory with the exact same ingredients and the exact same cooking nature that they were always made in.
Are we trying new flavors out?
These are now called rock and roll and hip hop flavors. They're the exact same products that they were before.
So what does the rock and roll flavor have on it?
Pepperoni.
What does the hip hop flavor have on it?
Pepperoni.
So the rock and roll and the hip hop bagels are uh-huh. there's not even a difference in ingredients. You're paying for whoever's on the cover of the box. Is that right?
I walked in here knowing that this is going to be a multi-million-dollar ad campaign.
Right.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Let me guide you through a theoretical scenario.
Okay.
You're sitting down, you're watching TV.
Right, here I am.
You see a commercial, you're like, Bagel Bites this way, I didn't even fucking made those things anymore.
Uh-huh.
You think like, that was. I remember eating those, it's kind of weird and gross. But then it's that commercial. You would immediately go, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen. And ironically, go purchase Bagel Bites. But guess what? The money's not ironic.
But could we just as a thought experiment, talk about updating the flavor a little? Like what is a modern...
This is great. Okay.
What is a modern version of a Bagel Bite in terms of like the type of ingredient / flavor that we're going for?
I have another idea.
Okay.
Please. So we're halfway through this rock and roll commercial.
Okay.
And it immediately cuts.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, we're in a dandelion field and there's like shimmering wheat behind it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And a beautiful yellow amber sunlight is falling on this field.
Oh, I like that.
And standing in the middle of this field.
Uh-huh.
Is Marianne Williamson.
Who's that? Oh, the former presidential candidate. Yes. Uh-huh.
Eckhart Tolle.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The Dalai Lama.
Uh-huh.
Oprah Winfrey. They're holding a Bagel Bite in their hand. This Bagel Bite, it then says in the most gentle text underneath it, now gluten-free. Then... Elton John walks on screen
uh-huh.
into the field.
Yeah.
He's holding a plate.
Uh-huh.
And on the plate is a Bagel Bite.
Uh-huh.
But it's a little bigger.
How much bigger?
About 2.5 inches in circumference.
Okay.
And he says, Bagel Bites. Now they're a little bigger. And the text underneath says, Bagel Bites, now a little bigger. Now we cut back to the hip-hop rock and roll concert. And Julian Casablancas goes, Bagel Bites now a little bigger.
Look, honey, I know you're the expert here. I'm a little afraid that we're not presenting a cohesive brand in terms of our rebranding. Like, look, I love the rock and roll. I love the spiritual leaders in a field with now gluten-free. I'm not quite sure how we marry these two disparate ideas.
So I'm both internalizing what you're saying.
Yes.
And I'm considering it.
Uh-huh.
And you're my wife.
And you're rejecting it outright.
No. I'm wholeheartedly discounting everything you just said. So I have two thoughts on that. One, when was the last time you saw a commercial and you're like, that makes sense? Commercials have been insane for a while now. And maybe reaching their height with those like Skittle commercials where it was like, what if a mountain goat had a beard made of Skittle or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It was like
full on. Well, actually, when you say that, I'm thinking of how fucking, because when you said that, I thought, okay, yes, the Geico commercials have a logic that is so tenuous. Mm-hmm. Logic is such a generous word to ascribe to those commercials. They're just clearly like an undergrad did acid and then just did like a consciousness dump into a Google Doc and then they made it into a commercial. But I will say, honey, I hate those commercials.
But they are the commercial that we're currently talking about. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you hate it. It doesn't matter if it intellectually is logical or not. What matters is that it has some sort of impact because it disgustingly worms its way into your subconscious and all advertising works on subconsciousness.
Okay, now that I've really synthesized everything that you've said, I've synthesized your different ideas, and I would like to present, and I'm putting my fingers together, interlacing them as if they were so many pieces of fabric, knitting them together into a unified whole. Bagel bites, light and dark. So you got the rock and roll, you got Florence from Florence and the Machine beating the shit out of Hozier. You know, you probably got Ozzy Osbourne there biting a head off of a crow. You got, it's hedonism. And so those bagel bites are fucking sloppy, messy, insane.
Let me pitch sloppy Joe bagel bite.
Perfect, honey. Mm-hmm. Sloppy Joe bagel bite. Fucking fried chicken, nacho cheese bagel bites.
Whoa.
Just like the Krispy Kreme donuts, burgers. Do you remember those?
Yes. Well, they put a hamburger patty in between the donuts.
The ethos of that,
yes.
But in a bagel bite form.
Mm-hmm.
And then the light.
Uh-huh.
You got your Eckhart Tolle. You got your spirit. You got your Dalai Lama. You got your spiritual leaders. It's gluten free.
Mm-hmm.
We got organic ingredients over here. You know, sustainably sourced cheeses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got
solar powered grow farms for the lettuce that's occasionally on top.
You got bagel bites for feeling bad, and then the bagel bites for when you're feeling good.
I mean, I think the student has become the teacher.
And Bagel Bites Light is probably their vegan. It's probably vegan, gluten free.
Right.
You think?
I think there could be a whole menu of Bagel Bite Lights, which is to say, there's like a salad Bagel Bite. There's like maybe
explain what you mean by salad Bagel
Bite. Let's say they've got lettuce, arugula, cranberries, walnut chippings
on a bagel.
On a bagel, gluten free bagel.
I don't know how I feel about this.
All right, put that to the side.
Okay, it's to the side. Okay.
Then you've also got a fruit bagel. You've got some strawberries.
Okay.
You got
okay.
a little bit of, you got some dairy-free cream cheese.
Okay,
underneath.
Okay, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
And you've got
blueberries.
Maybe a couple of raspberries.
Here's a question, though. Because if you put these bad boys in the oven, it's going to make the fruit all soggy. Are we talking maybe dried fruit on there?
Yeah.
You know, maybe we can go with, a vegan cheese, sort of flatbread pesto.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Like a vegan bechamel with some, sun-dried tomato on there or something. Mm-hmm. That kind of
These
vibe.
Are very high-end. You could even almost, at this point, start working with a focaccia bread or something. Focaccia bites.
Bagel bites, dark and light. Okay, how did the executives react?
One of them goes, sounds woke, and then he he passes out. And he has to be removed because he has passed away.
How did he die?
Heart attack.
Oh my god. Our ideal killed someone?
He was killed by his own
prejudices.
Refusal to evolve.
I see.
Then, one at a time, the CEOs start to applaud.
Do they stand?
They stand. They start chanting.
What do they chant?
Bagel bites. Bagel bites. Light and dark.
Wow. What a rebrand. Yeah. How much are you thinking that this new campaign is going to cost us?
$400 million.
I actually kind of think that might be an underestimate.
You think that's lowballing it?
Well, how much do you think
$400 million.
How much do you think Megan Thee Stallion is?
She's going to be the highest paid.
You think so?
She's
how
gonna
much?
Get one, she's going to get $1 million. To just show up for 4 hours for the commercial shoot.
And then how much do you think it's going to gross?
Untold billions. An incalculable amount of money.
Wow.
Bagel bites were big for a minute. Bagel bites are going to replace, after this, breakfast. It's going to be synonymous.
Well, they attempted breakfast, which I think we both agreed was absolutely disgusting.
It is going to replace breakfast and lunch. It's going to replace Lunchables. It's going to replace all brunch. It's going to replace pretty much all cereal.
Wow.
And most early dinners.
Early dinners?
Yeah, your 5 to 6 p.m.
Would you like to just take a moment and pitch some Bagel Bite Dark flavors?
Bagel Bite Dark. Sausage. For when you simply have to ride the night. Beer battered cod. Buffalo wings. Nacho supremes. So nacho cheese. Crumbly beefs.
We should try to do a cross promotion with a McDonald's or something. And do like a Big Mac flavor.
Taco Bell chimichanga bites.
Yeah.
Doritos electric cheese. Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I thought you were going to say filet mignon bagel bite. And I was really
See, now that's that. That's my other thought, which is like, we bring in like the Nancy Silverton like faux high-end eatily people.
Oh,
and have them do some gourmet bagel bites. Like your focaccia breads. Like
for Bagel Bites Light.
Bagel Bites Gourmet, a subsidiary of Bagel Bites Light. And that'll be your focaccias.
So we've got Bagel Bites. Mm-hmm. And then the subcategory of Bagel Bites is Bagel Bites Light. And now you're telling me we got another subcategory within Bagel Bites Light that is Bagel Bites Light colon gourmet.
Of subsidiary of Bagel Bites Light.
Is that the full title?
Yeah. Finally, the respect your body deserves.
Bagel Bites Light. I like that you're coming up with taglines. What about Bagel Bites Dark?
For when you're high on cocaine. Bagel Bites Dark because it's Tuesday and you just did acid.
Bagel Bites Dark because you're a divorcee and you've lost your will to live.
Bagel Bites. You live in Ohio anyway. Fuck it.
It's a lot easier to make taglines for Bagel Bites Dark than it is for Bagel Bites Light. Bagel Bites Light. The only way out is through.
Bagel Bites Light, the warmth of the sunshine and the love of a friend.
That's a good one.
Bagel Bites Dark, because you just bought a gun.
Bagel Bites Dark. You're thinking about putting it to your temple.
Bagel Bites Dark, swallow the barrel. Bagel Bites Dark. Place the cold steel against your temple and do it.
Bagel Bites Dark. There's nothing left. ... There's nothing left. All right. So we have 75 potential taglines for Bagel Bites Dark and a couple for Bagel Bites Light. Is there anything else we need for our brand?
No, I think, you know, we're going to get Sony Pictures involved. We're going to get Spike Jones to direct the commercial.
Oh, I thought you were just saying that we would have a Bagel Bites tie-in film.
I'm also open to that. What do you mean?
I don't know. You said Sony and Spike Jones. I thought you were going to say there was going to be a Bagel Bites movie. Bagel Bites Light and Dark the movie.
There will be.
Oh, there will be?
Yeah. There will be a whole franchise. There'll be a video game. There'll be a TikTok band that's clearly industry plant whose songs focus around Bagel Bites.
Well, famously, there is the Cool Spot game, which is just about the 7-Up spot. And I loved it when I was a kid. So you could literally just do a reskin of that, but it's a Bagel Bite instead of Cool Spot.
Yeah, it's
Bagel Bite and sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a bagel. Skateboards, wears cool shades.
Bagel Bites has become Bagel Bites colon light and dark. And then sometimes Bagel Bites light colon gourmet.
A subsidiary of Bagel Bites light.
Thank you so much for offering the world your rebranding genius, Mort.
So grateful to be here.
Yeah, thank you for shocking that fake executive so much they had a heart attack and died.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show what can happen to you physically when your prejudices prevent you from being open, you know?
Yeah, right. Of course. Do you want to take us out with one more Bagel Bites rap?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the backbeat, the Ashley special.
Bagel Bites. Eat them day and night. Whether wrong or right, eat the bagel bite. Eat the bagel bite, bitch!
Thank you. That was beautiful. And thank you, dedicated consumers, for listening to the very first episode of Rebrand, the podcast where we take tired old brands and give them a shot in the arm. And this time it was Bagel Bites. Next time, who knows? Thanks for listening.
Rebrand.